The CANTOS podcast channel is a student-driven discussion that explores both the academic and social topics of the day. Coming to you from Jackson High School in Jackson, Michigan, is Angelique, McKay, Dehonesty, Deshaun, and Emerson.
All right, which topic are we starting off with?
Let's start with homework.
All right. So, it's a good question to ask.
No,
right?
No. Let's say what we need to say. Homework is very overrated.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay. To be honest.
There hasn't been one full week of school, and I'm getting an assignment every day, whether it's to take home or to do in class. If we're going over the subject anyway, what's the point of homework?
I guess they just want you to do more work at home, so you could learn while you're at home.
For what?
I don't know.
They're giving tests in class. That's testing our knowledge. What's the homework for?
Yeah, it'd be nice if they just gave us everything the day, like straight up.
Right.
Yeah, and if we do get homework, we should go over it with the teacher.
Right, before you leave. And some teachers, I don't think they realize that we have 6 other hours throughout the day. And, like, they're not the only class that we have.
Yeah, so if we got homework for each class, that'd be 7... Six
assignments, or however many assignments they want to assign for each class.
Also, kids have after-school activities, sports, jobs, and things to handle. So you can't just assign an assignment every day and expect them to be, like... I think it should be, even if they do assign homework, it has to be a valuable, like, a reasonable time. You can't just give a kid a day not knowing what their situation is after school.
I don't think they should really give out homework every day. Like, I'm not really saying that all teachers do it, but some teachers do. They, like, give out, like, a good two, three page packet for homework, and then you got to finish it by the next day.
Sometimes I think it's kind of lazy.
It is.
You'd rather give them the assignment than teach them about the assignment.
Right. Or at least give them, like, easier homework, because the assignments are usually the same as the homework. And you have to help the students get the assignment, and then you're giving them homework on what you just helped them get some way.
I feel like I understand, like, why teachers assign homework, because they want you to, like, use what you've learned in class and, like, apply it. But I do think it is kind of harsh sometimes. Like, sometimes teachers do send really hard homework, and also, like, it's hard to find time to do homework for, like, all of your classes if you're also working and doing, like, sports or other extracurricular activities.
Right.
So I feel like that's definitely, like, a downfall for homework.
And then when homework is assigned and, like, you have a student that has, a job that they have to go to after school, they just put the homework aside because they're more worried about getting paid than having good grades.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Now, homework aside, we're gonna switch to sleeping?
Yeah. So, I think sleep is, like, kind of a big issue with, like, getting work done in school-ish and just paying attention in class in general so you could get the topics that they're discussing.
Well, how I see it is, you know, say you got this kid who wants to get a 4.0. They're spending hours or no matter how many time of the day on homework instead of getting sleep, so they're just killing their brains. Like, to not regenerate from the day that they just had and then going straight to school, straight back into homework, it's draining the kids.
Some students with jobs have, like, longer hours. They stay at work till, like, 11, 12 o'clock. And then when they finally get home, they don't really have that much time to sleep before they got to get up at 6 o'clock again.
Yeah, some people go out of school to go into job and then come home when they're all exhausted.
Kids got to work right after school, like an hour after they get out. So they don't even get that much time to chill at home, take a quick nap.
Teenagers, too, are supposed to get, like, I think it's, like, 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah.
And most of us do not get that much sleep. We, like, discussed it before recording, but in this group, we have, like, an average of 3 hours, 5 to 6 hours, 7 hours, and then 9 hours of sleep.
I usually go to sleep at, like, midnight tops, because everybody else is always up.
What do you guys think is the preferred time that everybody should sleep?
I'd say probably 8 hours.
Yeah, me too.
Maximum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if you could get more than that, you know, I'm pretty sure you'd be straight for the day.
I meant, like, the time. Like, 9 p.m., 10 p.m.
Oh.
You said you were up, like, till, like, midnight.
Like, probably 8 or 9.
I think 8 or 9.
If, you have that kind of time on your hands, you don't work.
Yeah.
But if you do work and you get off at, like, 10, 11 o'clock, then you can't really do much about that.
Tis true. Anybody else got any more information or input?
I think we're good.